Wow. That was amazing, Dr. Peck. My name is Ashford Mandubi, and I'm from Zimbabwe, Harare, which is the capital city of Zimbabwe, a beautiful country, beautiful people, amazing, amazing people over there. The theme of this year is home, and Zimbabwe has been my home, but God give me another home, which is York University. I'm a senior, and I'm doing double major, Bible studies and sports management, and I play soccer. And this is my last semester here, so I'm excited to talk. It might be my last talk here too, so I'm excited. I came to York 2021, and it's been 4 or 6 years me trying to come to York. We started the process, I think, in 2015. And the process was long. There was a lot of paperwork that needed to be done. And it didn't take a long time for me to come here. Then in 2020, that's when I was accepted. And because of COVID, I was not able to come. Then I came 2021. And I came, I was excited. I remember my last week in Zimbabwe, I couldn't sleep. I was so excited. I was like, man, I can't wait to come to America and see all the places that I've seen in movies. And movies lie sometimes. Those places are sometimes are not real. But I was excited. Another thing that I was excited about is the life that I was living back home was not good. It was good, but it was not because I lost my mom when I was 8 years old. And life changed a lot, dramatically. When I lost my mom, then in 2019, before I came here, I lost my grandmother. She was everything to me. She was the one who started taking care of me when I was 8 years old. So life was just not good. So coming here, I was like, yeah, I have to come here and my life might change. I didn't know what life was going to look like because that was my first time to be out of Zimbabwe. I never been out of Zimbabwe before. So 2021 was the first time for me to be even in South Africa because we don't have a straight flight from Zimbabwe to here. So we have to go to South Africa. That was my first time to be in Johannesburg. Shout out to my Johannesburg guys here from South Africa. Then I fly here. Man. What a blessing that for me to be in my first time to be here as a York. And I remember my first time I took a picture. I was supposed to put it over there. My first picture here at York, I was standing in a field of corn, and the corn was so tall. And I never seen a tall corn like that before. That was my first time. I was like, you know. And life changed for me, spiritually, physically. Being here was the best thing that ever happened to me. Why? York took me and I become a child of York. And I felt at home. I grew up in the school that I was going back home. It was also a Christian school under Church of Christ. So I'm used to go to chapel every day. I know some of you don't like it. Chapel every day, Monday to Friday. We have Wednesdays, we have to go to chapel. When is the morning and when is the night? Sunday morning service, and we have a service at night. So I used to this. I love it because it makes me feel like I'm home again. It didn't take me long to settle in because those things that I used to do back home, I was doing them here. So it just right away, I love to go to chapel in the morning and worship God in the morning and do all those things with people and praising God and sing songs in the morning. So it's one of the things that I love most here too. yoke become home. One of the reasons why it become home is because we are a school that is centered on Christ. The foundation of this school is Christ. And wherever God reigns, Christ reigns, it's home to me. Because when God reigns in your life, he's the source of life. He's source of happiness, source of joy. Everything that you need in your life is the source. So for me to come to this school and they're centered on Christ and the foundation of God, everything that you do is centered on Christ, it makes this place home. Because I know I will not lack anything because God is in charge of my life. And I love about this school. And it's so important to me to come every day in the morning here and praise God and worship and pray together as a one family. Another thing that makes York University home to me is the love and belonging that I felt. When I came here, my accent was not like this. It was so heavy that I was scared to raise a hand in class because whenever I want to say something, the professor will be like, huh? What? Then another student will help me to say the things that I wanted to say. But people, they would love to come and talk to me. Say, hi, how are you? Where are you from? What language do you speak? I try to teach them Shona. That's the language that I speak back home. But I don't think anyone remembers what the things that I taught them. But it was just fun to just know that people, they care about you. They love you. I remember one of the teachers, I think most of the teachers, they invite students to come to their house and have dinner and have lunch. Van Gumbel's family invited me and other soccer players to go to their house and eat lunch and dinner. And for me, it was everything because I was far away from home. So going there and eat feels like I'm home. You know, cooked meal, better than cafeteria, but, you know. So it I felt like the love of home. Because people are able to invite us and get in their homes and spend time with them, talk to them, know each other, which was a good thing. People come to me and say hi. You know, if we're international students, far away from home, people come to you and say, hi, how are you doing? It means a lot. You feel safe, you feel comfortable, confidence, and it shows how people here care about you, want to know you and how you're doing. And the most thing that I also admire was most of the teachers come to me and say, if you need anything, just come and talk to us. We help you. And that was everything to me. And the love that students shows to me was also important. You know, when you're at home and your brothers loves you, you know, they care about you, and you are here in this school, you have brothers and sisters that they love you and care for you. They want to see you succeed. I was not homecoming king because of me. I was homecoming king because of all you guys who voted for me, which means a lot. Everything that they do in this school, they invite you to come and be involved. They don't want you to stay in your rooms. They want you to be engaged with other students and be part of who are you. And it makes me feel at home. I had two brothers that took me in my freshman year, and I will never forget those guys. Were Mason Hayes and Johan Rodriguez. They were seniors that time, and I was just freshman from Zimbabwe. And they took me in and showed me around. They're always there for me. If I need anything, they would just say a word. I didn't have a car. They would drive me around. If I want to go to Walmart, they would take me to Walmart. They become my brothers in Christ, and also like just my brothers for being there for me in school and in soccer. And that was so helpful because I have two half-brothers back home. So seeing them like that, it feels like I was at home too. Another reason why York University became my home from far away from home was this place give me purpose and a mission. A purpose to live like a Christ follower. A purpose for me to shine the light that Christ has shone on me. A mission to show other people the love of Christ and tell them about God, tell them how good God is in our lives. And I would have that through this school, through the classes that I've taken, through the professors who are Bible studies and not Bibles. No, some of them are not Bible studies, but they know the love of Christ. They have been preaching about the God, and that gives me purpose of living and a mission to do as a follower of Christ. Because we all have, if you're at home, you have a purpose and a mission to do. And our mission here is to follow Christ and preach the word of Christ to other people as well. Another reason why you become a home to me is also I felt safe. Wherever I'm in this place, I felt secure and I felt at safe. Why? Because this place is like Norway. Like you are from, like you're Norway in this place. So other things that happens in the world, you just heard it from the TV or TikTok. So you don't know much what is happening, but the world is broken. There's a lot of chaos, a lot of hatred. But in this place, you don't see that. You see love, people loving one another, people care for one another, and makes me feel at safe here. And all those things that make YU my home. And I love this place, and this place is part of me. And wherever I go, I will go with this place, and I will never forget the things that this place has done and is still doing for me, and I love it. My heart is on this place, and one of the sayings say, home is a place where your heart is, and my heart is on this place, and I love this place forever. Thank you.